Awesome.
And in part two, Lindsay Scheider is going to join us from Let's Talk Real Estate and Coldwell Banker Seer Realtors.
Ooh, she'll have some good info.
Have a good day, Melissa.
Yeah, you too, James.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll meet you back here sooner than later on mornings at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where there's some impeachment talk going on at the Capitol. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Two sources confirmed to CBS News that Speaker McCarthy will tell his fellow House Republicans this week that an impeachment inquiry is what he has called a logical next step amid two separate probes into President Biden and his son Hunter. The House Judiciary and Oversight Committees have been conducting investigations of Hunter Biden involving his business dealings and other matters.
Meanwhile, a man who led rioters in chants on the steps of the Capitol on January the 6th is due to be sentenced later today. But legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says the case against InfoWars host Owen Schroyer is different.
He never entered the building and he never engaged in any violence at all. He simply was speaking on a megaphone, basically talking about how the election had been stolen.
Police in Chester County, Pennsylvania, are expected to hold a press conference in the next half hour with an update on the search for escaped convict Danilo Cavalcante after another sighting last night. CBS Philadelphia's Brandon Goldner reports.
Police warn neighbors he was armed and in the area and to remain inside. The development came after numerous residents reported shots were fired earlier in the area. According to police, a resident reported a rifle was stolen during a confrontation with Cavalcante in their home.
Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams now with the latest on Hurricane Lee.
If Lee ends up farther west, we could have stronger winds, heavier rain, larger swells, and coastal flooding. If it slides more east, the impacts will be less intense, but we'll still see moderate to large waves and also rip currents.
Deadly flooding in Libya. Tamer Ramadan with the International Red Cross.
The death toll is huge. It might reach to thousands, really, but we don't have a definite number right now.
Over 10,000 are reported missing. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is expected to meet with President Putin any day now in Russia. Korea expert Gordon Chang tells us an arms deal may be on the table.
Kim would not leave Pyongyang unless there was something substantive that he expected in return for this.
CBS's Vicky Barker with new developments on sexual assault accusations during the World Cup.
The former head of Spanish soccer, Luis Rubiales, has been summoned to appear in a Spanish court over that kiss. Rubiales will appear before an examining magistrate on Friday.
He still insists the kiss was consensual. She says it was not. Less than a half hour until Wall Street opens and stock futures fell this morning under pressure from rising oil prices. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The city of Wausau has reported a number of anti-Semitic incidents in recent years. City and state officials, police, and religious leaders in the community are coming together to discuss free speech, hate speech, and the constitutional limits to public speech. Locally, people living in Wausau are frustrated by the limited response to what they consider hate speech. The panel discussion will give the community information and tools to understand protected speech and what they can do to create a more inclusive community. The discussion will take place on Monday, September 18th, from 11 to 1 at the UW Center for Civic Engagement. Members of the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 will be at Culver's on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids today. They'll greet you at the door between 4 and 8 p.m. 10% of all purchases on Tuesday will go to support programs and operation of the Post. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Highs around 64. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 41. Mainly clear. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
Unrelentlessly positive.
Innovative. Whatever.
It indicates.
Indicative.
Hey, can we focus?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada yada yada.
Hello, Wisconsin, and hello, Jane Matinair.
Hello, my friend.
I was so looking forward to seeing you in person today and giving you a big hug because I've missed you so much.
Oh, thank you. I missed you.
And then lo and behold, last night you shot me a text saying, well, we're ripping up the studio, so you probably should do the show from home. So I have not gotten to embrace. You look very tan, though. I can see you on the live stream, and you look like you got some color.
We did. We got some sun. It was not terribly warm, which made me happy, actually.
Okay.
It wasn't 90. You know, it was like mid-70s and partly cloudy, but in that kind of climate, you still, you know, we did a lot of walking. We were outside all the time. So I wore 50 SPF. Just in case anybody's wondering, so don't yell at me.
Do you have a big floppy hat that you wear as well?
I did not take a big floppy hat. I could have bought many of them.
Many. Well, I have to say, I'm so happy that you had a vacation. You were missed terribly. Greg did a great job.
That's what I've heard. I knew he would.
But that doesn't mean that I didn't miss you a lot. And there was like, it was so funny because there's certain topics that I feel like I had to save until you got back, including, did you know, because I know how big of a fan you are of The Bachelor, The Golden Bachelor is starting, and they did indeed, the lowest age of any of the women is 60.
Oh, yeah.
So it's higher than you thought it was going to be. You said it was going to be like 45-year-old. I was like, I'm going to wait until she's back to broach this topic.
Okay. I still think that they are not going to grab their average 60-year-old woman.
He's not the average 60-year-old, 70-year-old man. Have you seen him?
Yes. And that's the whole point. They're still going to be the most beautiful of the 60-year-old people.
It's television.
And I know.
But speaking of which, can I tease you a little bit?
Sure.
So I listened. I obviously was gone yesterday. Thank you, Joe Zepecki, for covering. But I got to listen to the whole show. He did a great job.
Yeah,
you did a great job. And you guys also started catching up with you and your trip. And while you were out, one of the things Greg and I joked about was how much this trip might reinvent you, and you may come back not cynical. And so the fact that you were like, you gave about 2 seconds to how good the trip was, and then you just immediately started complaining about the airplane. I was like, nope, she's still the same person.
Pretty much. That's really funny. Although I will say, Kristen, that the airplane stuff aside, every time I travel, I feel better about humans.
Interesting. Say more about that.
Yeah, which you wouldn't think would necessarily happen, but Every time we travel, I am just reminded of how much we are similar. We want the same things. We want a place to live. We like good food. We like to laugh. We like, and so that always makes me feel better, because even with some of the staff that worked at our resort, and I told Louisa the night before we left, and I got all emotional, and I said, we would be friends. I know we would be friends, because it's just those kinds of connections. And I think that's what is so important about traveling.
I totally agree. You know? I think, well, it's the little things that we talk about of the importance of not replacing every checkout with a computer, because of the small talk you can make with your community and your neighbors when you're picking up groceries, or all the little things of when you actually put yourself out there to have in-person conversations. And certainly it's underlined when you're traveling, because it's like you're in a new place, you're experiencing new things, it's a different culture, and yet it's all the same.
Yeah.
And so I totally agree with you on that. And so happy that you're happy to be home.
I am. It's always good to be home and sleep in your own bed. And I'm very particular about my pillow. So it's just, it's always easier to sleep in your own bed.
All right. Well, I can't wait to embrace you. Hopefully the studio will be on tomorrow, so I'll be back in studio tomorrow. But we have a very fun, packed show today. It's Tuesday, so Dan Schaefer is going to be here at the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour. He'll be here at 10:30, and we're going to talk impeachment, because I feel like we're going to talk about this every single day because it's that important. But also, any updates on Megan Wolf and whether or not... I feel like these are two similar stories as the complexity of, can they do that? Because it seems like they can't, and yet
they do.
And yet they do.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Dan at 10:30. And then in the next hour, this weekend, the Willie Street Fair is this weekend.
That's a big deal. It's a really big deal.
It's Madison's longest running neighborhood gathering. And so Colleen Hayes is going to be here to talk about that. We're also going to be talking to Sandy Peters, who is a Waukesha woman who is organizing a walk run for this weekend that is going to be raising funds for Dig Deep, which is about providing water and like filling the water gap to places where they don't have access to clean, drinkable water, which we take for granted.
And this is in America.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is happening in America. People don't have access to clean, drinkable water.
Well, and I think it's such a poignant timing that they're doing this fundraiser in Waukesha this weekend, because I think it's within the last 5 days, the Waukesha pipeline turned on. And about 2 weeks ago, end of August, last week of August, we had Dan Dukniak on, who we talked about this project and how long it's been running and stuff. And the truth of the matter is, the city of Waukesha residents, the cost of their water is going to go up. But he kind of ended it. It was like the access, being able to afford and have access to clean water, and how many millions of people don't even have that. And so I feel like it's maybe a good reminder for the community that there's a lot of people who don't
for sure
have enough water as we let our shower run until it heats up, and all of the things that we take for granted when it comes to clean, drinkable water. But where I want to start is the wild. Do you feel guilty? This is my question. Do you feel guilty about what happened to Aaron Rodgers last night? And I'm not laughing. I'm laughing out of it's so uncomfortable, because I think we talked about it a month or so ago. We're like, should we stop talking about Aaron Rodgers? And people called in about their feelings about him. And I think most Packers fans have very mixed feelings about Aaron Rodgers and him leaving the Packers in the way that he did, him joining the Jets, him taking a pay cut, the Hard Knocks thing, even his interview with John McEnroe that kicked off the game last night. You know, he kind of referenced being a massive fish in a tiny little goldfish bowl as the difference of living in Green Bay. And he sounded, because he's the best I've ever did.
We're losing you a little bit there. You're a little sticky.
Better now?
Better now.
Okay. And so even up until literally the moment of his first snap, there was feelings of like, oh God, you're still sounding so arrogant. And so people have feelings. And yet I don't think anyone had the feeling of, oh, I hope you get potentially a career ending, if not a season ending, if not a career ending injury on your fourth snap of the season. So my question is, are you feeling any Catholic guilt this morning about Aaron Rodgers? 844-967-2789, because I certainly woke up to one text from one specific person, I think, feeling a little guilty about that, because they had hoped that he didn't have a bad season, that he wouldn't have a good season, but maybe that, but not this. So
I would like to think that most people, even if they don't like Aaron Rodgers and how bad the breakup was, that, as you said, nobody would wish a career-ending injury on him.
No, and I don't think they would, but it's I don't know if the word is irony. I don't know, like, it's to have so much hype. Like, I don't know, this feels unprecedented as far as, you know, having the Hard Knocks season start with, be focused on the Jets. There's so much hype around Aaron Rodgers being Super Bowl contenders, everything that was going to happen with him and the Jets this year, just the Jets in general putting so, like, they're all of their eggs in this basket for Aaron Rodgers. And for him to literally have one attempt and basically, it was one attempt. It was four snaps, one throw, and he goes down. And it's like, you can't, that's a movie. That's like, if you wrote that in a movie, they said that's two on the nose. You can't do that.
Yeah. That would never happen in life. Right.
And so my question is, do you feel guilty about Aaron Rodgers? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. On the Facebook live stream, which you are always welcome to join and watch us along with listen to us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, which you can find at As Goes Wisconsin. Joe McClear says, none of the vaccinated quarterbacks tore their Achilles this past weekend. Checkmate, anti-vaxxers.
Joe, bringing it.
And I know Joe's not even a Packers fan. He's a Lions fan. So he's saying that with an extra oomph. gosh. But I certainly feel bad. I didn't want him to win the Super Bowl. I was with my family over the weekend and my brother actually was like, I hope they win the Super Bowl. I was like, that's a weird thing to say. And his reasoning was, I think it's kind of the fact that the Jets have always been bad and maybe they've earned this one and he's earned this one.
Well, what I've read, the Jets defensive line was always in question and
offensive line. Terrible.
And that's what made this sack possible.
Well, it's that, but then we'll also, good Aaron Rodgers, very good friend, Bakhtiari, tweeted last night. So we'll read that tweet when we get back on what he has to blame for this, because he's blaming the NFL. So we will talk about that. We'll take your calls if you're feeling guilty about Aaron Rodgers this morning. And we'll also give you an update on Jack's American Pub and how that turned out for the bar. 844-967-2789. We'll be back after the break.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Join the Historic Point Boss for their campfire cooking workshop on Saturday, September 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Learn basic fire building and primitive cooking methods, campfire and open hearth cooking using cast iron, and cooking and baking on an 1850s kitchen range. Pre-registration is required. Cost is $15. Call 715-459-1722 to register. Boys and girls ages 4 to 10 years old are welcome to gear up and give hockey a try for free on Saturday, September 16th from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Southwood County Rec Center. Pre-registration is required. Go to the Southwood County Youth Hockey Association Facebook page. Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team,
hi there,
or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected. Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I'll let you love.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Jay Mettner is back. The tag team duo is back on the air together.
Yes.
Just not in the studio together today, but that's okay. I'm just sad because we only have, after today, we only have 8 more shows together. And that's if the baby doesn't come early.
She's not coming early.
She's not coming early. She can't come early because Mike's still recovering from his back surgery.
Exactly.
So we've already decided, baby, you got to stay put for
honey,
as long as possible.
Just sit tight for, I don't know, 2 weeks yet. It'll all be good.
Well, we're talking about, I think, one of the most unbelievable stories. I don't know what else we could have started today with, but talking about Aaron Rodgers and being out after 4 snaps. And if you, as a Packers fan, who maybe wished that he didn't have a great season, feel guilt at all? 844-967-2789, because at the commercial break I checked and it sounds like 18 minutes ago they did announce that in fact his Achilles is torn and the MRI has confirmed it and he is out for the season.
Wow.
After 4 snaps.
Wow. Nobody could have predicted this or seen this coming. And not that it requires an especially violent hit, but the one that he took didn't look that terrible.
I think everyone saw the hit. They were like, what even happened? And so this is the thing that I didn't realize. I think I've heard here and there that this is a point of contention for players in the NFL, but it comes down to AstroTurf or artificial turf. So David Bakhtiari tweeted this last night, and obviously those two are very good friends, even though, you know, Bakhtiari is still a Packer. But he's been dealing with an injury for 2 years plus.
Right.
So he tweeted out last night, congrats at NFL. How many more players have to get hurt on artificial turf? You care more about soccer players than us. You plan to remove all artificial turf for the World Cup coming up. So clearly it's feasible. I'm sick of this. Do better. So he makes it sound like, you know, because the hit looked like a normal hit.
It did.
But that the way they slip or whatever it is specifically about artificial turf that leads to torn Achilles, torn ACLs, and some of the injuries that we've seen sideline these guys for entire seasons. And I don't know enough about the science of that to know if that is one of the reasons why this is changing more. But it also is, that's an interesting point that he makes, that if they're actually going to, they're willing to change it out to put real grass in for the World Cup.
Yeah.
And for those games, but then for the NFL, they wouldn't, especially when you think about the investment that the NFL and these teams have in their players and all the other rules that they change to protect players and their longevity, because they're worth them a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text, do you feel guilty about Aaron Rodgers. Texter from Waukesha, I wanted him to go to Dallas and beat them next week.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
From the 715, Rodgers lasted 1 minute and 36 seconds. Now we know why Danica, Olivia, and Shailene were so disappointed. Youch.
That is a zinger.
That's,
That is a zinger
that is a zinger.
Tuesday morning. Well, I got a text from the first thing I got this morning at 6:30 a.m. from my mother. Shout out Deb Bry. Because we were all, you know, they were home and we were, everyone watched the game last night, was good morning. Not a good morning for Aaron Rodgers. I have to say, I hoped he would not do well in NYC, but certainly never wanted something like this to happen. And that was kind of where I started. I was like, I was not necessarily rooting for him, but not this.
Not this, for sure.
And especially because, you know, this was actually the most compassionate response I've seen so far is from Maggie Loney, who came on the show last year. I don't remember. I think she was the only Packer pundit, the only woman Packer pundit we had on last year. So she is she's the podcaster for Pack-A-Day podcast and Cheesehead TV, and she's great. But she tweeted this out, which I think is for sure the most compassionate. She said, Aaron Rodgers is the reason so many football fans fell in love with the sport. First ballot Hall of Famer, four-time MVP. He's one of the best to ever do it, and a huge reason I have so many incredible football memories. I truly hope that wasn't the last time I see him play football. And then she followed up with, like, I'm just sad, man. And I think that's true. I mean, that was kind of the similar feeling of his like the end of the last season, right? We're like, whoa, was this the last time we saw him as a Packer? And that feeling of, like, oh, could this be the last time we saw him play? Was that... that play? Really?
Well, and I think, too, I think people, if you didn't want him to do well, at least you wanted to see him lose fairly, right?
Fairly, yes. And certainly, and we're going to get to this because we don't have time to touch on it now, but certainly Jack's American Pub, which when you were out of town for all the hubbub around this, but Jack's American Pub on Brady Street in Milwaukee had... that was the first night of their big special, their big promo about that was a little petty, but it was about Aaron Rodgers and it was about him playing and then paying your bar tab. And that I think is a super interesting story, but we're going to have to table it because, when we come back, Dan Schaefer is going to be here and we're going to recombobulate on some of the, top issues happening in Madison, happening in Milwaukee, happening across Wisconsin. But we'll start the 11 o'clock hour with the disappointed fans who really thought they were going to get their bar tab paid for last night. But because of, you know, how the game ended up going last night, they did not. But there was national press there covering what was going to happen. And so that is another interesting story. But if you have more feelings on whether or not you're feeling guilty this morning about Aaron Rodgers getting hurt, or do you also feel like how the 715 texter felt that there's some more zingers in there for you? We would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. And also, if you have any questions for Dan Schaefer, coming up, 844-96-PARTY. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back after this.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Felon voter fraud is rare in Wisconsin. The State Elections Commission reports the number of felons under investigation is a minuscule portion of the total ballots cast. AP News reports this is further evidence that there has been no widespread voter fraud in the state. In the 2022 midterm, the Wisconsin Elections Commission referred 23 cases of felons voting. McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids has a variety of family fun events planned this week.
On Tuesday, you can learn to make friendship bracelets from 6 to 7 p.m. Family story time is on Wednesday morning at 9:30, and on Saturday, they're holding their garden party from 2 to 3 in the children's garden. There will be games, a craft, and refreshments. Also, the deadline for submissions for the fall photography exhibit, Seasons, is this Friday the 15th. Photos can be anything that captures the feeling of a season. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Highs around 64. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 41. Mainly clear. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Tribute and all that, and season's over. Four plays into it. It's just unbelievable. I've had my issues with Rodgers over the years, but I can't help but feel for the guy and feel for the whole situation. It's just awful. It's just awful.
It really is. I mean, I think that's why I was kind of like, do you feel guilty? Because I think there were so many jokes and stuff kind of leading up to it I hope you don't win this year, but not this. And so that story is crazy. obviously we have our own political shenanigans happening in our state. I think I checked Twitter during the break and McCarthy's talking about impeaching Biden. Like there's never a lack of things to talk about, is there, Dan?
No, never a lack of things to talk about. Always a need to recombobulate, that's for sure.
All right, so I guess let's start. I mean, I think this is kind of just going to, until this dies, hope and knock on wood that it does die. I feel like we're going to touch on this probably almost every day on the show. I know most other shows are talking about it just because it is that undemocratic, let's say, but is the ongoing, will they or won't they, with impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz before she has heard a single case. And you recently wrote about this basically from the angle of, I think this was the title, it's outrageous and undemocratic. It's also completely predictable. And so let's talk a little bit more about why you say we should have all just seen this coming.
Yeah, I mean, for one, you know, Dan Knoedl, now state senator, more or less campaigned on this he was on the same ballot in the April election that Protasiewicz was. But in addition to that, you know, you look back to what Robin Voss and Wisconsin Republicans have been doing for the last, I don't know, 5 years at least, is that they have gone out of their way to undermine and invalidate and overturn election results over the years. And that has included, you know, after the 2018 election where Tony Evers beat Scott Walker, moving to strip powers from the governor's office, after the 2020 election, after Joe Biden defeated Donald Trump, immediately launching investigations into the validity of everything, the Gableman mess, all of that. So this is really, you know, about what we've come to expect from mm-hmm. Robin Voss and legislative Republicans who don't seem to be able to have a good answer, or, you know, they're not listening to the will of the people, the voices of the people that are made heard through these votes. Protasiewicz obviously won with a landslide victory in April, and I think people wanted to see change. Mm-hmm. And Robin Voss is, of all issues for him to cling to power in any way that he can, it is obviously going to be through the maps. You know, these maps give him the power to, you know, basically run the state legislature without having to, kind of protect key seats and things like that. They have their ridiculous gerrymandered majorities, and that gives them the option to do things like launch ridiculous impeachment investigations into Janet Protasiewicz. And I think this is, you know, just such a ridiculous move. It's undemocratic. It's outrageous. But like I said, it's nothing that we've, it is completely predictable. It's completely in line with everything that we've been seeing from these Wisconsin Republicans over the years, especially under the leadership of Robin Voss.
And so, there's potential that the campaign that the Wisconsin Democrats have launched, along with, I mean, I think there's plenty of just Democratic groups that are Democratic with a small D, who are like full court press on this because it is that much of a constitutional crisis. And so if you have not, I'm not sure we've talked about the website on this show yet, but defendjustice.com, you can go there and you can see literally everyone in the assembly, everyone in the state Senate, and where they stand right now, at least what they've said publicly on impeaching or not impeaching. You can look up your address so you can easily find who your reps are. So, and then you can easily call them and let them know how you feel about which way they would vote on this topic. So they make it super easy for you. But it sounds like there are rumblings that this amount of pressure could be working. And that while Robin Voss certainly, like we said, these gerrymandered maps are what keeps Robin Voss as our shadow governor, right? As Politico called him, what was that, 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. Because it's not only that he is in a safe seat. He has that many people who are in a safe seat who he knows they have to be more loyal to him and the party than their constituents, so he can get them to do whatever he wants. And mm-hmm. so this is very personal, it seems like, for Robin Voss, and why he specifically is so against giving up any of his power.
Yeah, and I've written on a number of occasions that these gerrymandered maps are Robin Voss's skeleton key to holding on to power in the state of Wisconsin, no matter how many statewide elections that Republicans lose. You know, they've lost, Republicans and Republican-backed candidates have lost 14 of the last 17 statewide elections, but Republicans still enjoy huge, huge majorities in the state legislature, and they have continued to consolidate power within the state legislature during Robin Voss's tenure. So it's just an outsized power and influence in that body, and it is a way for no one really to ever, you know, it's easier for Republicans to get a supermajority than it is for Democrats to get a simple majority here in this 50-50 swing state. So, you know, it is really ridiculous. And I think, you know, it is just goes to show how important these maps are to Robin Voss and that he will go to any length possible to protect them.
Dan, I had a question, and we had Representative Evan Goyke on yesterday when Joseph Pecky was here. Because Justice Janet's victory was so large and so overwhelming, is it a fair assumption that a fair amount of Republicans voted for her? And therefore, I would think this would also really tick them off.
Yeah, I think you had a lot of, you know, obviously Democrats, but Dem-leaning independents, you know, that those, like you said, people on the right who might want change in the state of Wisconsin want to see some checks and balances come to Robin Voss and the Wisconsin state legislature. And I think it is really important, like you mentioned, Kristen, the Defend Justice effort, highlighting not just what Voss is saying, because obviously you're going to interview the assembly speaker and see what he has to say. But this is something that every member of the Wisconsin state legislature would have to vote on. And I think it is really important to hold every last member accountable. And so I think you're seeing a little bit from, you know, there was a statement from State Representative Scott Johnson, who represents, I believe, an area in Jefferson County, said last week that he would not be, so he's a Republican, and he said he's not supporting the impeachment effort. He said something along the lines of, you know, I didn't vote for Janet Protasiewicz, but she won. That's the results of the election. We have to move on. And I wonder if we're going to see more of that. And I think particularly in the state Senate, where they need every last vote to be able to impeach, you know, you get one Republican state senator who goes on the record to say, I'm not on board with this. You know, that could really derail the effort as it is. And I think, you know, Defend Justice eyed Appleton area state senator Rachel Cabral Guevara as a potential swing vote here, as somebody who's leaning against impeachment. I wonder if we're going to see a few more of those, some especially from people like her who are in some swingier districts like in the Fox Valley or Western Wisconsin or suburban Milwaukee, where you have, you know, some of the more crossover votes that are coming through. And I think, you know, this is going to be something that people remember. This is going to be, you know, I write a preview of all 100 and however many races are on the ballot in Wisconsin state legislature. I think this issue is going to be something that people remember when it comes to state legislature. It's going to be something that people are going to know, want to know where their legislators stand on this as well.
I also just saw at the very top, Amy Binsfield from Assembly District 27th is leaning against removal as well. And so she's also a Republican. And so I think put the pressure on, like if you voted and you don't want your vote erased, let your representative know that you are watching this. And I do think that if there's enough pressure and there's enough Republicans who are like, I can't peg my legacy to this. And it's just the fact that Robin Voss would peg his legacy to this. That is just, what is the calculus there as far as?
It's just power consolidation at all costs. That is just the guiding principle of Robin Voss, that consolidate power at all costs, and a Democrat is not allowed to govern, even if they win. You know, Democrats should not be allowed to govern in Wisconsin. That's probably Robin Voss. He has like maybe a poster of that above his desk.
Put that on
Democrats
his tombstone.
Not allowed to govern. Yeah.
And what kind of retribution can the Popcorn King dish out if some assembly members do decide not to vote for impeachment?
I mean, he could you know, remove people off of committees or things like that. But I think, you know, didn't see any retaliation to Scott Johnson when he put that very public statement out last week. So I think that was pretty interesting. And, you know, I think the pressure is going to be on Voss with this one, you know, to see where things stand. And I think he's playing with fire a little bit, too, because I think this could backfire. You know, if the redistricting case ultimately goes forward, in the way that the litigants want it to. That means every member of the Wisconsin State Assembly and every member of the Wisconsin State Senate will be on the ballot next fall in 2024 if they do get new maps in time. So I think, you know, Robin Voss is going to try anything he can, anything that is legally possible for him to do. They'll gin up any kind of reason that will be used to do this unprecedented action of trying to impeach a Wisconsin Supreme Court judge. So they will do anything they possibly can to keep these maps.
Well, and it still seems murky to me of like the details of how this will proceed. Because I know at one point, if she resigns now and they appoint someone this year, then that would trigger a new election in 2024. But if she waits until next year, then that person gets to do the entire term. There also yesterday was a lawsuit that's asking the state Supreme Court to block Republican lawmakers from seeking to impeach. So like, how much have you been able to keep up on the details of like, can they do this? Is there any mechanism to stop them from doing this legally?
Yeah, there's so many moving parts here, and I'm trying to do my best to learn about it. But you're right. If she resigns before December 1st, it's a different scenario than if she were to resign or be removed after December 1st. You know, that could kick in an election, either a do-over election basically for next spring, or would have to open up for the next like available spring election slot when there's also not already a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice that'll be on the ballot. That I believe is not until 2031. And then there's all these different mechanisms of legal behind the scenes stuff that I went to school for political science, but I didn't go to law school. So I don't know all of these different things.
I don't want Wisconsin constitutional lawyer over here.
But I do think that there is, you know, this is a very, very unprecedented action. And so I do think that like the suit trying to block the impeachment, we're going to see that as well. And I think we're seeing some national interest start to turn to this case. I believe Eric Holder wrote a piece about it that was published today. So, I mean, this is going to, the pressure is going to be really dialed up on Robin Voss and Wisconsin Republicans on an issue that, like, I just don't get the sense that, you know, even some of the like never Trump Republican types like Jennifer Rubin or Charlie Sykes or something like that, they've all written columns already, like, you know, mm-hmm. opposition to this effort. So it's not like, you know, it's just like the people, like the folks from Wisconsin Institute, Law and Liberty and wherever else that are just doing all these ridiculous gymnastics to try and support this effort, even though they've spoken out against them in the past. So, but again, it's just that they know that the maps are the key to everything. So I think it's such a big deal.
Well, in another case of can they do that, we'll talk about Megan Wolf and what's the update there as far as can they just remove her? I don't know, but we'll talk about that when we come back. There's also a little news about the domes. Maybe we'll talk more Packers. We got a lot to try to fit in with the 8 more minutes with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area when we come back. Stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin is back home to face Georgia Southern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's...
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. We got Jane Mattenair back on the board and Dan Schaefer here to recombobulate as we typically do on Tuesdays from 10:30 to 11. So we spent the last segment talking about the ongoing, what will happen with the potential impeachment of Jennifer Tsewitz. And there is another official that Republicans are trying to get rid of, despite the fact that under the same rules, they had no problem with their guy staying on because he wouldn't leave. But when it comes to the person they're trying to get rid of, they're just going to bulldoze right over that. So yesterday, the Wisconsin Senate committee cleared the path for Megan Wolf, who is Wisconsin's chief elections administrator, to be fired, despite the fact that when Fred Prehn didn't step down from the DNR board, they were perfectly fine not having forcing a vote to have him step down. So how much have you followed this, Dan? And how much, I mean, this is another thing that's just going to end up in court, right? Because Josh Call, and basically legally, they're saying with what how the Supreme Court ruled on Fred Prehn, they can't do this.
Yeah, I haven't been following this as much as the impeachment issue, but okay. I've certainly been paying attention to it. You know, it just seems, but I think, you know, we could talk about all the different mechanisms of what they're doing and the you know, staying on the commission that they're appointed to and the hypocrisy of all of it. But I think so much of the, you know, push to fire Megan Wolf as the head of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, it just goes back to the 2020 election conspiracies, right? It's just another, you know, red meat move to the election deniers that make up such a huge part of the Republican Party's base. You know, I know that there were a bunch of, you know, kind of election denier, prominent election deniers that were, you know, put on the stand in the Assembly Committee's hearing or the Senate Committee's hearing talking about this. You know, it's just these people who are just completely off the deep end about the 2020 election. I think, you know, Gableman was there making some other people look sane by comparison, considering who else was on that committee. And I think, again, it's just, it doesn't matter, just the same, not unlike the impeachment push, it doesn't matter what the reason is for wanting to fire her. They're just going to, what the technical reason is for wanting to get rid of her, they're just going to make something up. They're just going to find something. Just the same, you know, a lot of people are saying like, oh, why are you covering impeachment when you has to be a corruption charge? Well, they're just going to invent one, just like they're doing with Megan Wolf. I mean, don't you think it's the same, much the same type of behavior and approach that we're seeing from Wisconsin Republicans?
Totally. Well, it's also, but it's, I still love the two things can be true. Don't forget to bank your vote. And don't forget to vote early this year, you Republicans. But also, but yes, the 2020 election was totally corrupt and because they voted early. And so it's like, okay, I guess the mental gymnastics of Simone Biles is what we're doing today.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And it's just, you know, they're going to keep trying to meddle with the election administration in the state running up to, you know, local elections next year, primaries, everything with 2024. It's just a sign of, you know, it's just the latest of what's happening and a sign of what's to come. It's just like this ridiculous approach to governing where somebody, you know, and I think she has Wolf has garnered the support of almost all of the other members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. It's just the one guy who was literally one of the fake electors, Bob Spindell, who is voting, you know, against her. Everybody else on that commission, even those appointed by Republicans, seem to be in favor of the way that she operates. So, you know.
Well, I want to, Jane, you said that we have a good text that we wanted to read.
We do. John from the Falls checking in at 844-967-2789. I think it would be helpful for Dan to remind everyone the powers that were limited by the Republicans when Tony Evers won his election.
Appointment powers is one of the main pieces of it, right? I mean, you know, and that goes to all of the different issues that we've been talking about here, doesn't it?
Yeah. So before we let you go, I want to make sure that we touch on, because you are tracking all of the stuff with the child care counts compared to what the GOP bills have been. Now, I know last week there were hearings on those GOP-backed bills. It sounded like, at least the coverage I read from those hearings, that there was some consideration of providers, child care providers, who were like, yes, this might make things a little bit more flexible, but none of this is getting at the root cause. So what have you heard as far as opposition or support on those bills?
Yeah, it's interesting because we have, you know, all this nonsense with impeachment talks and firing elected administrations. We have some real things that we need to deal with in this state, child care being one of them. Obviously, the governor called this special session. That'll happen next week. But the Republicans are set to, you know, kind of move some bills through committee last week and could, as soon as Thursday, vote on those bills. And they have not exactly had a warm reception from those in the child care community. One of the people who testified on those bills, Kareen Hendrickson, she is the co-founder of WeCan, owner and operator of Little Explorers Family Childcare in New Glarus. She said, and I quote, "I am opposing all the assembly bills that purport to solve the child care crisis. It is clear you are fabricating a reason in order to justify your lack of responsiveness in listening to your constituents who overwhelmingly told you to vote yes for child care accounts." So these bills, providers have talked about, you know, growing ratios of providers to children, loosening restrictions on various things, including age restrictions on how providers, making it easier for 16-year-olds to provide childcare. And this has been met with a really negative response from a lot of the people in the childcare community. I know one person that was quoted in a CBS 58 story talked about how this will make more people want to quit the profession. Yeah. So if the Republicans' goal is to try to get more people to want to quit the profession, please, by all means, go forward with this ridiculous package of bills and continue to ignore childcare accounts. But I think, you know, these bills are ridiculous. And I think part of what Wisconsin Republicans are doing in the news this week is just try to distract from how unpopular these are in advance of the governor's special session, which has, you know, paid family leave, all these other workforce conditions attached to it. And, you know, all indications are that they're going to gavel in and gavel out once again. And so vote on these bills this Thursday. I think it'll be a really contentious final vote for those. Especially with the special session that would be less than a week away.
Well, the special session is a week from tomorrow, so we will talk to you a week from today, preview that, and any votes that come down, any other changing craziness that happens in our state. I'm sure there will be something. But Dan Schaefer, founder, editor of the Recombobulation Area, don't forget to subscribe. Thank you, as always, friend. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the